Hello, you're listening to Speaking of History, the podcast with a focus on education, technology, and history.
Luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I have a dream today.
This would have fighting power.
Hello, welcome to Speaking of History. My name is Eric Langhorst, and I'm an 8th grade American history teacher in Liberty, Missouri. And you're listening to a podcast that has a focus on education, technology, and history. Today's podcast is episode number 151, and it's being recorded on July 7th, 2008. Well, today is the 3-year anniversary of the creation of the Speaking of History podcast. Hard to believe that it's been 3 years since I sat down on my couch with my small little iRiver MP3 player and started basically talking about things that were happening in my class and things that I was thinking about for my class. But 3 years have passed. We have 150 episodes in the can. Hard to believe that we have that many episodes. I really didn't think when I started that I'd ever have anything to talk about. I was mainly trying to check out the technology and see if the technology would work. But people began to listen. I started to get some response from people. And gradually over time, it's sort of grown. So it's been a blast. I've really enjoyed doing this for the last 3 years. And I plan on continuing the Speaking of History podcast. In fact, now I have so many different ideas in a normal week or a normal month that I don't actually get them all created. But that might kind of increase a little bit as some of the stuff slows down a little bit with some of the stuff at school. So today, what I'd like to do as kind of a celebration of the 3-year anniversary is go back and I created a top 10 list of my favorite episodes of Speaking of History. And each of these has kind of a little bit of a unique story or maybe a special reason why it's one of my favorites. But these are my favorite 10 podcasts that I've created over the last 3 years. And some of you may be new listeners. Some of you may be new to the blog. And I know when I find somebody's blog. In fact, tonight I found a couple really great blogs having to do with education that I stumbled upon in relation to some conversations I had at NEC, but came across some great blogs. So now I'm in the process of going back and looking at some of their older material. So if you're just beginning to listen, maybe there's an episode here that you did not know that I created earlier, or maybe you want to go back and check one of them out. Now on the blog, I do have a link to each of these blog posts, you can go back and actually see it on the page. And that's going to be kind of important because some of these have some really good pictures that go along with the podcast. But I've also included an audio embed link on the blog page for 151, episode 151, so that you can go ahead and just listen from there as well. So just kind of a recap. It shouldn't take me too long. I'm not going to really get into each podcast, but just kind of talk about why it was a special one for me. Okay. All right. Well, today we're going to start with episode number 10. And that was a podcast that I did on February 23rd, 2007. It was episode number 70. And it was a podcast from Ford's Theater. I'm a big Lincoln fan. Ford's Theater has always had kind of a special place as far as historical locations for me. I could remember as a little kid reading a lot about Ford's Theater. And so this was a podcast that I did while I was in town for a PBS activity. And I came in and actually recorded the Ranger talk. So if you go to Ford's Theater and you sit down and listen to the park ranger talk about Ford's Theater, this is exactly what you'll hear. And I had actually just read or just finished Manhunt, The Chase for Lincoln's Killers, right before that. And so it was really neat to kind of be in Ford's Theater and comment about some of the things that were actually in the book Manhunt. So, and this also is a podcast that you could actually use in class. Some of my podcasts are ones that students could use. A lot of my stuff is kindly based for teachers or adults. But this is one that I've used in class before when talking about Ford's Theater. And I know I've had other teachers say that they've used it when they've talked about Ford's Theater in class. So that's number 10. Number nine was recorded on May 24th, 2007. It was episode number 83, and it was a presentation given by John Dillingham about a local historical figure by the name of Alexander Doniphan. Alexander Doniphan is probably one of the more famous people ever to come out of Liberty, Missouri, and I'm actually going to try and do a podcast later, maybe this week, because it's his 200th year birthday coming up in the middle of this next week. But somebody that I admire a great deal, did a ton for education, justice. He was a military leader, Washington actually offered him command of the Union Army at the beginning of the war. He said no because he had many of his former men that he had in the Mexican War already joined the South. So a lot of different storylines there. But this was a presentation that John Dillingham gave at the Truman Library. And I think that is probably one of the most complete descriptions of the life of Alexander Doniphan in audio. There's several books about Alexander Doniphan, but this is a very definitive half hour talking about Doniphan's life, and I recorded it, and then I put it up on the podcast, and then I've also included it as a link on the Wikipedia page, and it gets quite a few hits from there. So I'm a huge Alexander Doniphan fan, and I really think this is a contribution that I can make to telling more people about Alexander Doniphan. And I'm actually own the domain name www.alexanderdoniphan.com, and hope to do something with that in the future. And our second child was a girl as well as our first, and I did want to incorporate the name Alexander Doniphan if we would have had a boy. So somebody that I put into high esteem, and that's partially why it's podcast number 9 on my list. All right, podcast number 8 is a very recent one. It was recorded on June 20th, 2008, and it's podcast episode number 147, and it's just a short little podcast about Scotts Bluff National Monument out in Scotts Bluff, Nebraska. Talks about the Oregon Trail, the museum, but it's special because I recorded it with my my daughter, Addison, who's 4 years old, and she kind of just answered some really basic questions during the podcast, but she wanted to do the podcast with me, and it's been really interesting to watch Addison. As she's gone through the last couple years, she basically knew what a podcast was when she was about 2 years old, and you know, is familiar with the MP3 players and the recording, and she's always talking about doing her own podcast, and maybe in the future we'll have her do her own podcast about reading or books or dinosaurs or something like that. But number 8 kind of special because it's the first podcast that Addison really contributed to for Speaking of History. All right, podcast number 7 on my list was recorded on December 12th, 2007, and that was episode 128, and it was called Create a Family Memory. I talked a little bit about how my grandfather, a German immigrant, came to America and recorded that story when I was a very small child. I was about 6 years old, and my father and my uncle recorded it on audio, and we now have that for our entire family. And I talked about the importance of collecting stories with the digital format, and it was kind of neat because as I put that up right before Christmas, I encourage people to possibly do that when they have their own family Christmases. And I know that I received some emails from people that said they went ahead and did that, and it was a great way to make a family memory. I actually interviewed my parents over the Christmas holidays and got the whole story of how they met, their first dates, how Dad proposed to Mom, and all that kind of stuff. And then eventually I did an article for School Library Journal as well about that topic of creating family oral histories. So that's number 7. Number 6 is one that I recorded on June 17th, 2006. It's episode number 27, and it was Travel Tips for Visiting Washington, D.C. My wife and I were in Washington, D.C., and we were talking about various tips about, you know, anything from using the metro to what we would do as far as food, you know, what part of town to stay in. And it was kind of neat because we recorded it together in our hotel room after exploring Washington for a couple of days. And my other memory of this podcast is that our daughter, Addison, was in Wyoming staying with relatives while we were in Washington for about a week. And she was about 2 years old at the time. And we told our relatives that we had the podcast up, and so they actually listened to it on the internet, and Addison was coming down the steps and said, "Oh, it's my mom and dad on a podcast." And so, you know, instantly she knew what we were doing and what the technology was and stuff like that. And it does occasionally get hit by people looking for advice on visiting Washington, D.C. And things like that. So, again, kind of neat because my wife and I did that podcast together. So that was number 6. Moving into the top 5, I feel a little bit like David Letterman here. Number 5 is a podcast I recorded on February 14th, 2007. And that date was posted. I don't think I actually recorded it on that day, but that's the date it was posted. And this is episode number 66 and 67. And this was a podcast that I did with Jerry Armstrong, who was a member of the 1966 Texas Western basketball team. It's kind of an historic basketball team because it's the first team to win starting five African-American basketball players. And Jerry Armstrong is actually one of the white basketball players from that team. And his son is currently my principal at South Valley Junior High. So Brad Armstrong is my principal. He had his dad come in and do some different speaking engagements in the community. The basketball team is widely known as the Glory Road team. They did a movie a couple years ago based on this basketball team, and they just got inducted into the Hall of Fame. And basically this podcast is a two-part presentation. The first part, episode number 66, is Jerry Armstrong talking a little bit about his experiences being on the team and what it was like. And then the second podcast, number 67, is a question and answer session that followed. So if you're a basketball fan, that's a great one to listen to. Very historic team, and that was one of the cool podcasts to record because it kind of mixed my passion of technology and basketball and history all together. And it does get linked quite a bit from various sources because it's kind of a neat podcast interview. All right, number four on the list was recorded on April 6, 2007. It is episode number 79, and it's an author interview with Thomas Wheeler, the author of Mr. Lincoln's T-Mails. Mr. Wheeler wrote a book about how Lincoln was really revolutionary in how he used the telegraph during the Civil War. And I read the book and loved the book. It was a great mixture of technology and history and Abraham Lincoln. And so I contacted him by phone and asked if we could possibly do a phone interview for the podcast. And so I had a phone interview with Mr. Wheeler. I had him on speakerphone using my handheld, and then down in my basement I took my little iRiver MP3 player and recorded on the little desk next to the phone. And it was kind of neat because my dad happened to be down visiting at the time, and so he actually sat in on the interview and was able to kind of see how I conduct a phone interview with an author. So it was a neat interview. It was neat how it all came together, and you know, kind of prepared some questions ahead of time and thought the interview went really well. So if you like Lincoln, if you like technology, that's episode number 79, and it's the interview with Thomas Wheeler. All right, podcast episode number 3, my favorite top 10 here, is one that I did on the USS Midway in San Diego, and I recorded that on July 9th, 2006. It's episode number 34. We were out in San Diego for NEC 2006, a technology conference, and this one was really neat because I was able to do a lot of it from the deck of the USS Midway, one of the most historic ships in World War II, and I was able to capture a little bit of audio from some of the tours, a little bit of my own reflections about the ship, and you can actually hear some of the noise in the background and things like that. Took some great pictures and added that to the blog, so was very neat to be able to be at an historic site and collect all that information and put it into a podcast. So that is episode number 3 on my top 10 list. My number 2 favorite podcast is from Gettysburg. I recorded that on July 4th, 2007, just a little bit over a year ago. It is episode number 105, and it's my reflections on walking across Pickett's Charge as the sun came up that particular morning in Gettysburg. And I was in Gettysburg for a Gilder Learman Institute about Lincoln, and several of us got up really early on the last day and walked across Pickett's Charge at dawn, so there's really nobody else around. Took some awesome pictures. In fact, I have several of them up on my wall right here as I do the podcast, and I'm looking up at those. But it was just an amazing experience. It was a great morning. We got up and we walked across, and you could, you know, just kind of sense history, and several of us kind of added a little bit about some of the different things that we'd heard and read about Pickett's Charge. And that's a podcast that does get hit quite a bit from people looking up various things on Gettysburg. So it was really neat to be able to capture the moment when it happened. And I specifically did it that day so that I wouldn't forget about all those things. So that's one of my favorite podcasts of all time. And then number one, I feel like I should have a drum roll here. Number one favorite podcast for me of Speaking of History is one that I recorded on September 30th, 2007, and it's podcast episode number 120, and it's the teaching of the Declaration of Independence as a breakup letter. One of the ways that I teach the Declaration is I have a makeup breakup letter that I pick up, and the students beg me to read it. I read it, and then at the end they find out that it's a breakup letter from the colonies to the King of England. And I've done this for a couple years, but what I did this last year was I recorded the entire thing. So for this podcast, I set up the activity, I talk about what I'm doing, and then I have the actual audio from when I did this in class, and basically the students kind of get like punked in class, and you know, they don't know that it's a breakup letter from the colonies until the end. And so I just kind of, you know, go through the entire process of setting it up, what the student reaction is, and then some follow-up activities. And I've probably gotten more response from this particular podcast than any other one that I've ever done. I get a lot of teachers that say, hey, I did this in class. They listen to it, and they, you know, they tell me, hey, the exact same reactions happened in my classroom as what happened in yours. It's a great example, I think, of just kind of using a podcast to kind of share what you're doing in class. And it's been very rewarding for me to have people email and say, hey, I did it, and it worked out great. And I'm constantly taking ideas from other people, so I feel like this is one way I can kind of give back a little bit and share some of the stuff that happens in my class. So that is my favorite Speaking of History podcast of all time. So definitely go to the blog, check out the links, and it'll take you back to the blog page that has some pictures and a little bit of description that goes along with the podcast. And then also I'm going to try and embed in the podcast for 151, basically all the streams. So if you want to listen to it directly, you can listen to those 10 directly there as well. So thank you so much for listening. I've made so many great friendships and met so many amazing people through the process of having a podcast, and I hope to continue and possibly even be able to podcast a little bit more in the future. I average about a podcast a week, but I'd like to be able to do a little bit more. So if you have any suggestions or if you have any favorite episodes that you'd like to share with us, please go ahead and post a comment on the blog page. That'd probably be easiest. Or if you want to email me, my email address is speakingofhistory@gmail.com. And, of course, the address for the page, if you want to go to the blog and just look at the pictures and things like that or make a comment, that is at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. So thanks again. We'll have some more episodes coming up this week. And remember, history is so much more than just a bunch of boring old dead guys. Thanks, and we'll see you soon. Bye. The Speaking of History podcast is produced by Eric Langhorst, an 8th grade American history teacher at South Valley Junior High in Liberty, Missouri. This podcast has a Creative Commons Attribution non-commercial license. Show notes, links, videos, and pictures are available at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. Music used in the intro and close is Technotrip, a track by Sounds Abound. You can learn more about their royalty-free music for schools at their website, www.soundzabound.com. Comments or questions about the podcast are always welcome, and you can contact Eric at speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and please remember, history is so much more than just a bunch of boring old dead guys. Bye.